Next week, the Chicago Bears, who won the 1985 Super Bowl, will finally be received at the White House, now that a Bears fan lives there. Their original visit was canceled when the Challenger space shuttle exploded in January 1986. These were the Super Bowl Shuffle Bears, with quarterback Jim McMahon, who wore headbands and headbutted his teammates, William the Refrigerator Perry, a gargantuan lineman who grinned like an impish boy, Mike Ditka, a blunt, gruff, funny coach, and Walter Payton, Sweetness as he was known, who leapt, slipped, and stiff-armed tacklers, then helped them to their feet. The team set records for head-rattling defense and recorded a rap song. They won almost every game they played and made millions laugh, a year well spent. They'll visit the White House as a new book draws attention. Jeff Perlman has written Sweetness, The Enigmatic Life of Walter Payton, which depicts Mr. Payton as perhaps the greatest all-around football player ever, a generous teammate, and a loving father. But he also shows Walter Payton as a faithless husband and an addict who schemed to score illicitly prescribed painkillers to dull the pain from constant battering of his bones and head. The book says he was often depressed and threatened suicide. The Payton family has challenged some accounts in the book and posed a pointed question. Walter Payton was a football player. He wasn't a sanctimonious religious leader or public official. So why publish a searing personal exposé of an illustrious athlete who died of liver disease 12 years ago? Or as Mike Ditka asked, what's the point? I don't know if the book has a point, but it might serve a purpose. Walter Payton missed only one game in 13 seasons. He proudly preferred to be hit rather than run out of bounds. Dave Duerson, who played safety for those Bears, took his life this year at the age of 50. He was a smart, sunny man who began to have mental lapses and seizures, and left a note asking that his brain be given to research to see if the hits he absorbed on the field inflicted him with degenerative brain disease. Jim McMahon, the quarterback who made the good times roll, is just 51 and says that when he runs into his old teammates, they ask one another, "How are you feeling? Are you forgetting stuff like me?" And these guys are, adds Mr. McMahon, all of them. Fans might begin to wonder if the game we love to watch cripples and maims those who play it, no matter how many millions they make. And is that really entertainment?
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Moe Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago.
You're listening to NPR News.